No collect calls and no third-party billing charges will be accepted here at Sounding Board. 725-0136 for playback. 722-0183 for input. Hello, parties. This is Mark right back here on the Sounding Board microphones, ready to begin another tape here. Or another program if we keep the wording on a sophisticated level right here. Had a little machine problem, got the thing fixed. So, it's all working properly now. I don't know. Machines, I guess, can go bad. And then maintenance becomes somewhat of a necessity. But the show must go on, as they say, and it will in just a couple of seconds. Our first comment from Ira of Philadelphia, right here at 725-0136.
This is Ira in Philadelphia, and Mark, I heard the PSA opening your tape spanning the 5th and 6th, and it kind of triggered something that I've been wanting to comment on for some time, but just haven't gotten the, gumption to do it, to use a word I don't like to use a lot. And that's education. First of all, I did enjoy that PSA. It was a very good one. It's hard for me to conceive, seriously, it's hard for me to conceive how a city the size of Philadelphia can pay so little attention to education. Not so little attention, I guess that's a poor phrase. We're paying attention to it, but we're not doing enough about it. Folks, education should be top priority. That's, we're educating the kids of the future, or the adults of the future, excuse me. And we're just, there's this crazy city and state government of ours, this insane city and state government of ours, is just paying stupid priority to education, and I think it's ridiculous. It's good, it's excellent to hear Danny and Regina on the line, and the West Coast callers seem to be starting to feed back.
I'm using another comment line.
Seem to start to call again, and it's good to hear that. This has been Ira in Philadelphia trying to talk.
Greetings, Mark, it's Rob Taylor. I thought I'd call in and tell you how things are going here. I'd say in about 1 month's time, we will be able to put a WTCF, which is the World Telephone Comment Forum, on the line to give the Philadelphians out there another chance to respond and leave their comments. I'd also like to leave a comment as to the discussion about ham radio. I am a former ham radio operator, not by choice. I had to give up the license due to my moving to a place where I could not set up a ham station, and it was not worthwhile to set it up in a car. I think ham radio should not even be classed near citizens band radio. And the statement, I don't believe the statement made by a gentleman on the output tape there, who says that a lot of CBers are leaving CB and going to ham radio. With the advent of sideband on CB, it is giving them a chance there to act almost like a ham radio operator. It even goes as far as to use the Q code.
You mentioned that in a month's time, the World Telephone Comment Forum would start. Gee, ladies and gentlemen, I've got some competition to look forward to. Do you think I have anything to worry about? I don't know. Call back and respond. 722-0183 is the input number. And you're sounding good, Rob. Let's have some more on-the-street interviews.
This is Jerry in Philadelphia. I am calling in regards to another Jerry in Philadelphia who had called on the previous tape giving a rather lengthy a rather technical explanation as to the problems of the FCC approving Quad for FM. And I just wanted to say, well, I more or less agree with what you're saying, but in the previous tape that I had left, I was giving basically a very, very simplified explanation of Quad on FM because I didn't want to get too technical. The way it all started, I originally left a comment stating that the FCC had no plans anywhere in the near future to approve Quad for FM. And someone else had called in saying that there were stations on FM that claimed to be broadcasting in Quad.
Hello, Mark of Sounding Board. This is Lee, Northeast Philadelphia. Really sorry I haven't been able to get back to you. I've been out of town for the past month on a business venture, and I wasn't able to get back to you there. But I am back in Philly, back to stay here. The things kind of didn't work out too well when I tried. Want to say hello to everybody out there on the West Coast. Hello, Sharon. Hello, Robert. Sorry I haven't got back to you, Robert. Mark, you know my number. Give me a call later on tonight. I'll be home after 12 o'clock. Sounding board, you're sounding beautiful.
Yes, Mark. This is John. We got sort of a personal, a question for sure. We think it could be open to the public. We don't know what age bracket your listeners are kind of keyed in on, but we hope it doesn't interfere with too many. Yes, our specific subject is on where did venereal disease originate? It has to be a beginning for everything in the world. Somehow, some way, there got to be an answer written down on some kind of paper or a book or somewhere. Now, we did hear one story. Matter of fact, it was on paper. It was saying that back in the time of the lepers, the curse of leprosy, what they dug in the Caucasus Mountains, that they lied with the jackal, the ancestors of the dog. And when they lied with the jackals, they said the salt in the males was very low, so the women lied with the dogs, with the jackals, the ancestors of the dogs. And then they had an offspring, which was somewhat like a beast, where the wolfman supposedly originated. That's supposed to be a true fact, the wolfman, as far as physical appearance. Now, through sexual relationship, well, this is from this book, through sexual relationship with the jackal, this is where venereal disease started from. Now, we don't know for sure, you know, but we're asking you that question because it's one that's kind of been in our head for the longest, and we kind of like to let our children know where it came from when they asked us one day, because our parents couldn't let us know.
I don't think anyone can answer that question fairly. Just like we cannot answer the age-old question, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I would like to say, why don't you talk about, pot and stuff, you know, and see what kids have to say about it and what they think of it and stuff. I think you should have something like that on your comment line, because it would help kids, you know, and teach them, you know, what's it about. And I think that would be a great idea.